Stop making savings goals in your business. That's right. I said it. Having goals for savings is actually more of a detriment to you and your business than it's benefiting your business. I've got three ways and three things that you should be focusing on in your business that will take you so much further, so much faster than worrying about how much money you're saving in your business. So that's what I want to share with you today so that you can get right on track. Make sure that 2024 is an amazing year and make sure that you are watching the things that are going to move the needle in your business. Let's get going.
Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
One of my biggest pet peeves in talking to business owners is a business owner that is focused on reducing cost. Bear with me, I will explain. I know that is a sacrilegious thing to say, especially as an accountant. Aren't we supposed to be counting beans and worried a whole lot more about reducing costs than anything? Contrary to popular belief, that's actually harming you more than it's benefiting you. Let me explain. I'm not saying that you should go out and spend money like it's going out of style. If you are excessively spending money and you're overspending and really being irresponsible, that is an entirely other conversation. And that's not what I'm recommending. I want to be really clear about that because being irresponsible with your money is not a good thing at all, ever. What is a good thing about ignoring the spending is that it allows you to focus on other things. Okay, so Tiffany, if we're not worried about what we're spending, what are we worried about? I would love to answer that question for you. In fact, I am super excited to be able to answer this question for you because what I'm hoping is that it's going to switch and flip the way that you're thinking about your money and your finances, because this one thing was pretty pivotal for me. I've talked about this on other episodes, but I grew up pretty poor. We really did not have two pennies to rub together when I was a child at all. And the money mindset issues that came from that are real. And they are something that I've had to really work on as an adult. And I'm still working through some of those, if I'm being really honest. I don't think some of this stuff when it comes to mindset, I guess we don't ever really arrive to where we have zero issues that need to be worked through. I guess at some point it's something that we're always working on because we are imperfect and we have subconscious beliefs that are there that we need to just continually get rid of because there's just, I guess it's layers, right? Like from what I understand when it comes to subconscious beliefs, there's just so many layers that I don't think they ever all go away. So as a child, I remember we would hardly ever eat out, rarely. And if we did, then we did not go anywhere fancy for sure. As I got older, like I remember being in middle school, we started eating out a little bit more. And by the time I got into high school, my parents were doing a little bit better. My parents were really young when they got married. In all fairness, part of the reason why they were so poor is because they got pregnant and married really young. My mom turned 17 2 weeks after she got married to my dad because she was pregnant, and they decided to get married and they had my sister, and they had me 3.5 years later, and they had my brother 3 years after that. That's a lot. Having two children of my own, I honestly cannot even imagine because I did not have my first until I was 34. And so having a child as young as she was, like I was twice her age when I had my first child. So like I can't even wrap my head around that. So yeah, I would imagine in that scenario that you're watching every penny that you make, literally. And so like we would go to Taco Bell, and this is back, like this is back in the day. I'm 45, y'all. So this was back in the day when they would do 5 and 10 cent tacos. Does anybody remember that? Anyway, they would do 5 and 10 cent tacos. I think it was on, it was either Sunday night or Wednesday night, because we would leave church and then go get tacos. And I think they probably spent like $1 at the drive-thru. Because of that, I would hear things like money doesn't grow on trees and we can't afford that. And things that they believed because they were programmed in their minds by their parents and other people, right? So as an adult, I have recognized that honestly, fairly recently. It's been over the last several years, definitely as I started my business 8 years ago, I started reprogramming a lot of these things, but especially over the last year or two, just really been focused on what are the words that are coming out of my mouth and why do I believe those and are they true? Because no, there isn't an actual money tree. Really, to say things like money doesn't grow on trees is just silly anyway. Of course, money doesn't grow on trees. I think we could probably reframe that in a better way that is not like creating a reality that you really don't want to live. Anyway, I'm going to put that aside. But the point of all that is that because of those things, like the whole let's save money, let's be really conscious about every dollar that's being spent, it is a natural thing for, I think, most people to feel. I think most people probably grew up in a house that they weren't living large, right? I feel like that's a pretty normal American thing where you had what you needed, but it's not like you were going on summer vacations in Europe. Maybe you were. And if you were, that's amazing. But I didn't grow up that way. And so when I say things like, don't worry about saving money, that's silly and that's ludicrous for a lot of people. I think hearing someone say that is probably shocking. What is she even talking about? And why would she say things like that? Of course, you need to watch what you're spending. So let me explain what I feel like is a better way to handle these things and a better approach. Because when I started thinking about this, it just made so much more sense. And it was a, for me, it was a better place to come from. The saving, scrimping was more of like scarcity and more of limited resources and this hoarding. And honestly, it was ick for me, just not something that felt really good. So the approach that I recommend and the one that I had taken just feels a lot better to me. So we'll see, maybe it does for you. As with everything, when it comes to this type of stuff, like mindset and things, take it or leave it. Hopefully you get a few little golden nuggets and something that I say benefits you. I hope so. So let's do it. Three things that you really should be focusing on more so than worrying about savings goals. Number one, you really should be working on focusing on your revenue. Focus on increasing your top line numbers. If you focus on selling more, getting more customers, clients, focusing on bringing in more cash, it really fixes the expense issue most of the time. Unless you are really spending irresponsibly, having more revenue, more sales, more money coming in is going to fix the problem that you have on the other side with expenses and cash going out. That's just the bottom line. You're bringing in enough revenue, then you're not having to worry about the other side of it. And honestly, it's a whole lot more fun. Making sales, bringing in clients, it is something that I've had to teach myself. I did not know how to do that before I became an entrepreneur. I don't have recordings of any of my initial sales calls those first few years, but I would imagine they were pretty embarrassing. If I had to guess, if I could watch them and go back, fly on a wall thing, travel back in time and listen to those calls, they were probably cringe. That I had to go through some pretty uncomfortable moments to learn to do those things. And because of that, sales and growing my business and growing the top line has become a whole lot more fun for me because I have gotten past that like uncomfortable part of sales. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, when they start sales, is especially if you're more of an introvert and maybe you don't like talking to people, or sales is really uncomfortable, like you have some mindset issues around even presenting your service or your product as an option to people, like that makes you really uncomfortable. then my guess is when I say this, oh, just grow the top line. You're like, are you serious right now? Because that is really uncomfortable for me. And that is fair. And I've been where you are, and I'm not discounting that. But what I will say is that you have to get past that. If you're not willing to get past that, then go back to pinching pennies and really watching every dollar that goes out. And that's okay if that's what you choose, because the reality is this is your choice. It's your business. That if you don't like the way that feels, then which one do you like more or worse? Is it more uncomfortable for you to pinch pennies and watch every dollar go out the door and worry about every dollar going out the door? Or is it more uncomfortable to get really good at sales and generate more revenue and have a better life, be more abundant, and not have to worry about every dollar that goes out the door? Like, which one would you rather do? For me, I would rather get really good at sales and be comfortable with presenting my option to prospective clients and know that my solution is a really great solution. And whether or not the other person says yes or no has nothing to do with me, because I know my solution is really great. Now, I may not be the solution for them, and that's okay too, because I really only want clients that fit with my business model and that jive with me in the way that I run my business. And so you have to like really make sure you have a solid mindset on that. So that's the big one, is really getting comfortable with the idea of growing your revenue. And if you're beyond that and you've worked through some of those mindset issues, congrats. That's amazing, because a lot of entrepreneurs just don't. They don't ever really get good at that. So if you, that is you, that's awesome. So let's go on to the second one. So the second one is watching cash flow. So rather than watching every penny go out the door, really manage your cash flow and understand the money going in and out, understand the cycle of your business, what money is due to come in. Maybe you have a recurring business model where you have an amount that's billed every month, collected every month, and that sort of thing. And you have these overhead expenses. If you're like reinvesting in your business and maybe doubling down on some advertising and some marketing, or maybe you're trying to hire some new employees, that's where I'm at. I'm hiring new employees because I'm preparing for growth. That costs money. And so it increases my expenses, my overhead. So for me, I'm having to watch that to make sure that everything is good as I'm growing, because I'm having to reinvest some money so that I can grow. Because the other thing is, the reality is if you're trying to grow, then watching every single penny is probably not going to be beneficial, because you need to reinvest that money into your business. You're going to need to know, how much cash do I have to hire new people, to increase my advertising and my marketing spend and things like that. It's just really critical. So cash flow is the second piece that is critical, that you really need to be paying attention to, and not paying attention to every single dollar going out the door. The third thing that you really should be paying attention to that is a whole lot better than worrying about savings goals or expense reductions, things like that, is net worth. So this is going to be the difference in what you own. So your assets, the things that are yours and the value of those, your business would be an asset. And then what you owe people. And I promise you, if you start tracking your net worth, at a minimum, I would say quarterly, monthly would be great as well. Kind of add this as one of the metrics that you look at on a monthly basis. But if you start monitoring your net worth and what that number is, then you will see it grow. What you measure is what you change in. If you are not measuring something, you are not seeing change. You're not going to see it improve. It may change, but it's probably going to get worse because you're not paying attention to it. So add this to the metrics that you're looking at, because it will be eye-opening. I can tell you, the first time I did this, it was terrifying. I was really uncomfortable at what I saw. And it really wasn't what I wanted, because I owed a lot more money than the asset value that I had. I'm like, this is not good. I am really upside down. Not okay. But the reality is, when you start measuring something like this over time, you do see a change, especially as you are growing your business, you're growing your revenue, you're doing all these things, your net worth should be increasing. And so when you add this metric in there amongst other metrics that you should be looking at as you operate a business and as you are looking to grow your wealth and looking to really improve your overall financial picture, then monitoring the value of your net worth is going to be a critical piece of the puzzle. So when you look at these three areas, as you can see, it's a much different thought process than trying to just save or reduce cost, the reality is there's nothing wrong with savings. I'm not saying that. Like, you should have a savings and you should make sure that you're being responsible with your expenses. But those are not the areas that you should be focused on. That should just be something that you look at, you monitor and make sure that you're not paying for some service that you aren't using or some subscription that you're not using, and being fiscally responsible. But focus on these other things, the revenue increase, the cash flow, managing your cash flow and your net worth growth, and you will see your life and your finances and your business grow as a result. I promise. As always, it is a pleasure to show up each and every week. I really do enjoy coming and presenting different ideas and thoughts to you. It's been a really cool outlet. I'm coming up to episode 100. It's bananas. I honestly can't believe that I'm almost at 100 episodes. It's been really cool. It's been a great experience, and I'm so glad that you're along for the ride. I recently have started expanding on social media to just learn new things. I love learning new things and expanding my mind and growing my own business. And so if you are on Instagram, go give me a follow. It is, the handle is in the show notes so that you can go down and check that out. I would love to engage with you. Send me a message or reply and let me know that you came from the podcast, and so that I can say hello. Also, leave me a 5-star review if you would, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps the algorithm so that more people get the word out of my show and I can help more people, which is really the whole reason why I even started this. And with that, thank you for showing up. I appreciate you and your time, and I cannot wait until next time.